cliffcentral.com. Now, it's time for us to check in for the last time with the guys from Troy Gold. I mentioned how excited I was that I've got 0.008. I mean, I'll put some in here. I mean, this is the whole reason we're doing this, right? Mm. We're all trying to open our minds to putting our money in different and safer and more interesting places because, as I said to Sean Sanders just a minute ago, I saw the boss, the new boss, the JSE yesterday. She's got a hell of a job on her hands trying to persuade people to invest in South African stocks because it hasn't turned out so well for the last little bit. Currently, the price of gold, 22,877 rand. 77 an ounce.
An ounce.
So this is cool. Right, Dane Bastiat? This is very cool. I'm on the app right now. You can give me a chart going back up to 10 years. And if you look at that chart, you'll see a steady upward
tick, incline,
which is fantastic. You don't see that on the JSE right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you guys?
Well, new Gareth. Thanks. Good. Thanks for that intro. Actually, it's quite... fortuitous because yesterday the JSE was a bit of a bloodbath. I think it was down like 1.7% LSE, and gold actually performed its duty. It was up 2% the gold price.
Fantastic.
I think so. That sort of negative correlation is what you, it's serving its purpose. So we're trying to make you a gold bug if you haven't noticed yet.
No. I'm very keen. I mean, I just spoke to Sean Sanders about cryptocurrencies and gold, and people are looking at alternative places to. First of all, safeguard the value of what they've already made and to grow that value, because that's essentially what should happen. If you've accumulated value and you've built something that's worthwhile, you should be able to leverage that to make even more money. That's the whole principle of a good free market capitalist economy. And if you can use your money to build other businesses, to invest in things that are growing, then obviously you're going to provide for the future, and you may just be able to make yourself quite wealthy. It seems like something that doesn't even bear saying, but for a lot of people this is quite basic, you know, basic economics.
It should be quite intuitive actually that the store of that your money and the store of value should actually hold its value. And I think the reason why cryptocurrencies have become so popular is because of the failure in, you know, the financial system and the debasement of fiat currency. So the market has naturally tried to look for other solutions to this.
Isn't it weird that gold and cryptocurrency seem to negatively correlate with stocks and
traditional financial assets.
It's weird, right? Because you wouldn't have really thought that gold, which is the oldest store of value, and cryptocurrencies, which are the newest, would be bedfellows against the other instruments.
I think it's also the market trying to create alternatives for this demand. I mean, people, like you said, like Bass was saying, it's almost counterintuitive now that your savings should hold its value. But inflation is, I think we mentioned it in one of the first episodes with you, where inflation is actually sort of that insidious hidden enemy for any investor. Mm-hmm. In SA, we have that, I think it's about a 6% long-term inflation average. So if you had 10,000 rand 5 years time, you know, it's halved that, and 10 years time you're at 30%. So you're fighting against the stream. And I think crypto is exciting as a medium of exchange, but like you said, I think we're almost going back to the bare bones basics and saying that up until now, not a lot of people have owned gold or do own gold, but a lot of people are going to want to own gold, specifically with what's happening in traditional financial markets.
But
now,
while we're comparing the two, because they do bear some comparing, your app allows people to actually pay for things in gold, which is almost a bit of a cryptocurrency idea now. I mean, it used to be something that we used to actually have gold coins, and we used to use those back in ancient times. But the other similarity that I can divine from all of this is that what you can have fractional share ownership in gold, which is interesting. I mean, you can't really do that with a lot of other things. And you don't have to physically have it with you because, as you guys have explained before, you can have that stored off-site somewhere, but you can also have it if you want it. And you can use it like an instrument. Yeah, to make payments and all the rest of it too.
I think the key thing is we're trying to create a gold ecosystem, very much like what Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are trying to do. That interoperability, I think that's huge for any medium of exchange. So firstly, it has to have the qualities to store your value, which
you know, gold does, and then you're trying to create an ecosystem to make that interchangeable. So I think our Troy Pay function is exactly that. Logging into 5,000 merchants where you can actually use your gold, you can send it to other people on the platform. So I think it's just a first step to try to make gold,
Yeah, Gugu, do you want to be paid in gold this month?
Yeah, sure, you can do that.
Could be fun. The other thing they have in common, obviously, is this principles of scarcity. The fact that there is only so much gold on Earth, there are only so many bitcoins on Earth, and that the whole reason that their value will eventually go up is because of scarcity, right? Makes sense.
Well, I guess in pure economic terms, it has to have some, any store of value has to have some kind, or any money has to have some kind of use in the marketplace before it becomes a medium of exchange.
And I think demand, that,
A demand. It's called, you know, if your listeners want to research it, it's called Gresham's Law. So I think that's not Gresham's Law, regression theorem. I think that's where Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies do fail. They don't actually have a use in the marketplace like gold did originally, and then people want it for that use, and then they start exchanging it based on, you know, its other uses.
All right, let's do some practical stuff, because this is the last time we're going to speak to you guys for a while. So getting started, you need to download the app. I mean, which I did the other day. It's really easy to use. Are we only allowed to do this in South Africa? Is it restricted to specific country citizens? What are the rules around that?
Yeah. So at the moment, because of our platform is Krugerrand based, Krugerrands are legal tender in South Africa. And as such, you can't export legal title to Krugerrands, or we can't export Krugerrands. So at the moment, only South Africans are allowed to participate in the platform. However, we are about a month away from launching our international platform where anyone in the world can participate and buy gold, and that we are based in Singapore with. And we are partnered with the world's biggest refinery, Metalor, over there. So
very cool. All right. How do I actually buy and sell the gold?
Well, we've tried to make it very intuitive. So obviously we administer our lives with smartphones and interfaces. So just, you know, you to get started, you can obviously you can go to our website. There's top right, but there's a button on the top right of the screen called, you know, send the app to the phone, and, or you can just, you know, find it, download it. Once you're in, easy quick registration process, and then in the footer of the app we've got buy and sell button. So this is 24/7 sort of buy and sell liquidity. It's that easy. If you press buy, you can go through the steps. We offer different payment methods. So we've got EFT option, which has no fees. We've got a credit card, debit card option as well. So it's pretty much just follow the prompts. Click on the buy button and follow through.
And if you have X amount of money, spend X amount of money. But what would it cost me to have an actual Krugerrand coin right now?
I think the price of Krugerrand coin is about 24,500 rand.
Okay, so is it an ounce?
Per ounce, yes.
Per ounce, yeah. A Troy ounce.
Right. Yeah. All right, this is very good. What is Troy Pay? Is that the facility you were talking about just now where you have merchants who will...
Yes, at the moment the merchants aren't on board yet. So at the moment you can use Troy Pay to pay anyone on the platform in gold. So you can send gold to CEO or anyone.
That's at zero
salaries.
Pretty soon you will have access to merchants as well.
All right, is it regulated?
Yeah, so we are a registered Krugerrand dealer with a FIC, which is a division of the South African Reserve Bank. We're also a registered credit provider with the NCR and regulated with them. Although, as you know, the credit functionality isn't out yet, but we're working on a few exciting deals with some financial institutions. So look out for that.
Yeah, and just in Singapore, we do have the precious metals
dealer's license.
So that'll be for our live app, international app.
Well, this is excellent. I would advise anyone to just download the app and give it a look, and then decide if it's something that appeals to you. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are looking for places to put their money and to play with their money. And gold is as good an investment now as it's ever been, and in some ways, a lot better. So congrats to you guys on finding a way of marrying something that is so old and so established with something that's very high-tech, very modern, very thoughtful, very new. And I wish you both the best of luck. I hope it's going to be tremendously successful. And when you next come in here, you're covered in gold like Croesus.
Thanks very much, guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Okay, Dane and Bastiat from Troy Gold. You can find out more by just downloading the app, or you can go to cliffcentral.com and listen to all the episodes from the beginning. It'll give you a very good idea of what's going on and how you can become an investor in gold. It's very, very cool. Cliffcentral.com.